What are we up for in the way of the action?
Put it down, put it down.
You want a little action?
Put it down, put it down.
Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, I kind of straightened up in my seat as I saw the lawman was looking at me through the glass of the limo. I could tell by his face exactly what he was thinking. He was kind of sneering. He was thinking, yeah, Grease, you got the big car, you got the big bucks, you got the big job, but I got something you don't have. I got a magnum on my hip. And I looked at him, and sure enough, there it was. Big, bold, intimidating. His face was glistening from a recent session with Gag and Annie. He was looking forward to going home after a long midnight watch. Yeah, he was thinking, Grease, man, you sit there, you turncoat. You used to be a lawman, but you gave it up. Well, I'd never give it up, no matter what, how much money they paid me. I'd never give up the thrill of having that magnum with me at all times. Yeah, when you take off your coat, maybe you get a glance or two at the bulk. But when I take off my coat, everybody sees that big off-duty magnum hanging under my armpit. You want to turn a woman's head, walk into a party and take off your sport jacket while you're wearing your shoulder holster. We'll see who attracts more women. You sitting there big and beefy, or me sitting there armed to the teeth with stories of action and excitement. What stories do you got of action in front of the Sennheiser? I could read all that in the lawman's eyes as I sat there in the limo. I could see his derision as he sat there waiting for the light to change. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I whipped open the door of the limo. I said, no, don't look at me like that. I used to do it. I used to sling leather. Let me touch your magnum, please. But he just put his boot in my chest and pushed me over backwards and roared away. I lay there whimpering in the street, the limo driver staring at me aghast. I ran over to the driver. I said, don't you ever stare at me when I'm lying in the street, you stupid, unbelievable maggot. I can't believe. And his head was lolling back and forth on his shoulders. Blood was coming out of his mouth there as I took out my hostilities, my frustrations, my inadequacies on that Porsche, the muzzle behind the wheel. Don't you ever stare at me, you maggot. I gotta go in and talk to maggots when I should be dressed like that lawman riding the motorcycle and booking them.
If you want a water bed.